flow there. And I want to talk about something else for a few minutes, because I was absolutely moved this week. I was, I don't say convicted, but I learned a lot this week about something, somebody, I guess. The Bible says not to judge somebody by their worst days. You all know that's true, right? Somebody, don't ever judge somebody by the worst of their time. And I know we don't, but sometimes maybe we do hold things in, maybe we see things that we do. But the Bible says not to judge by somebody's worst moments, something failure. You see that a lot with somebody, they don't like somebody and they'll say, well, he was divorced 4 times, or he filed for bankruptcy, or he did all these other things, or he committed a crime back in 1985. And okay, that was pretty bad, but it's 2025 now, and I guess he walked from there to here. Yeah, I guess something good happened to him. Maybe we shouldn't just look at that. Maybe we should look at other things, what they've done in their life and how they've done in their life. And, you know, we think we know people when we don't. We think we know celebrities when we don't. You know, we read about stuff that they do and stuff that they say. And, you know, we get that news and we think we know a lot about those people and we make our own opinions, which is normal. We all do that. And anybody here besides me ever guilty of that? You all guilty of that? Making opinions and things about people you don't know, but you think you know them because you read something in a book? Well, that was kind of me this week. I was humbled and I had tears in my eyes. And I said, my God, wow. You see, Doreen and I, we are so, so thankful for Madison. And I'm telling you, everybody said to your grandchildren, and I want you all to have that. But I just want to say, this girl reads the Bible every day and says, oh, Lord, thank you. This girl talks about the Bible, talks about Jesus. She talks about her devotional. She was lost. She lost her devotional for a couple of days of work. She went crazy. And she finally found it again. And I'm not saying that, well, to us she's very special, but I'm just saying that the seeds that were planted, she received those. And I'm so very proud. She comes here and she sings, and y'all love her. And she came here and she said, Pop, I want to sing this song, these Christian songs, I'm washed in the blood when we have the baptism. Back when I was a young man, we had a president in our country. And, you know, I didn't know anything about anything back then, but I had my opinions. And everybody said that he wasn't the best of presidents. It was pretty bad times back in the day when he was in charge of what he tried to do. I don't know what he tried to do. I don't know enough to tell you what he tried to do or didn't do. I know that we waited in line for gas. I remember that time when we all had to wait in line for gas, what was going on in our country. And I know that there were hostages from Iran, they had that. He was trying to deal with, and I know that there were other things that he was worried about. Right? And we had something back in the 70s called the Misery Index. Anybody old enough to remember that? Remember that they had something on, they called the Misery Index. They did it every day, what was up or down. And I don't know. That's really all I knew about the guy, except he was a farmer and he came from Georgia. All I knew was president. And I guess for 4 years he was a governor of Georgia also. I don't know how they felt about him there, but he was a Democrat and Republicans, you know how that goes. And you said, oh, well, I don't know much about him. But those are 8 years. And the man said it on the other day, he said, maybe for those 8 years he didn't do as well as he wanted. But for the other 92 years that he lived, he preached this. He did Bible studies. He pastored, just like I'm doing. He talked about Jesus. He wasn't afraid to say Jesus. He wasn't afraid to call on Jesus. He wasn't afraid to stand on this word. And he did Bible studies. And he did church. And he went all over the world building houses. He actually himself, with a hammer and nails in his hand, he went out doing what his heart led him to do. What he felt was the right thing to do. You see, maybe I was selfish or whatever I was, that I judged him for 4 years of something I still don't understand, because I was too young to understand. But I can tell you, listening and what I watched this week, I was humbled to tears. humble to tears. Say, Lord, we got to stop judging people by what we think we know and look at their life. And it wasn't just that. It wasn't just the fact that he did Bible studies, because he did. He may have been the only president alive since I've been here that did Bible studies and preached the Word of God from the pulpit and told people about God and lived like God called him to live and was good to people and honest to people and fair to people. I'm thinking, wow, this guy, how wrong could I be? And Lord just kept piling on. And I mentioned Madison before for this reason. Three of his grandchildren, three of them, got up in that church this week as they were doing the memorial for him. Three of them got up there and all three of them spoke about Jesus. Not God. Not, you know, hallelujah, the Lord. Jesus. Jesus. My grandfather taught me about, we talked about God. We talked about Jesus. We read the Bible together. We did Bible studies together. He ran Bible studies. He helped me to be a preacher. He helped me to go and tell other people. And we spread the word about God. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, God. What a beautiful human being he was. Brothers and sisters, I know you love me. And I love you with all my heart, and I know you love me the same way. But that man was standing preaching the same word that we're preaching today. He was a brother in Christ, and he did his life according to the Word of God. Was he perfect? Anybody here perfect? Because I'm not, but he wasn't either. But he loved God more than I could have ever. I mean, I know that they always said he was a wonderful man, and I think, well, that was good. But watching grandchild after grandchild, and the third one went up, and he just read the Bible. He just read the Bible. He opened up the Bible and he read for a few pages and he closed the Bible and got down. And every one of them, when they got down and walked past the casket, they stopped and they put their hand on the casket. They adored him. And they all said, my grandfather told me about God. Told me how to live for him, how to love him, how to read his word. The value of this book in their lives. They looked so beautiful. So beautiful. And I guess the other thing was, another president's son got up and spoke. He moved me to tears. President Ford's son got up and spoke about the relationship that he had with Mr. Carter. You know, a Democrat, Republican, not supposed to talk to one another, said they were like his father and Jimmy were the best friends. They did things together. They called each other together. They were beautiful, beautiful people. We cannot judge people by the worst times in their life. We cannot judge people that we don't know. We can judge, but we should do one other thing. We should pray for them. There's people in this world that need prayer. The people that don't know Jesus, they need prayer. That's the bottom line. The people in this world that don't know Jesus, I'm saying Jesus over and over again. Brother Jim, thank you for that. But I also want you to realize, Brother Jim and Samson, that was Jesus. So how can you talk about the Old Testament and stuff if you don't talk about Jesus? But that's where we are. Him. Him. And we should never judge people by the worst time in their life. We should pray for them. If somebody doesn't know the Lord, we should pray for them. We should stand together and pray for them. We should love each other and pray for them. Pray that they find Jesus, because the worst thing in their life is not having Jesus. No matter how much money they have, how much wealth they have, if they have Jesus, they don't have Jesus, they have nothing. And you see it today. There's a lot of people waking up today with nothing. But if they have Jesus, I can't imagine the blessings, the things that he can do in their life. And this is a perfect time that you saw. This is a perfect Job time in the world today. You're seeing it. You know the story of Job? When his family died and his three friends came, and for 7 days they said nothing. Why? Because the pain was so absolutely unbelievable that no words were required, because nothing would help except a hand on their shoulder. Those people out there deserve that right now. They just deserve prayer. There's no words that we can say with our mouth to make them feel better. But we can be there. We can pray for them. We can pray for rain. Rain in California. We can pray for the impossible because we love the one who creates the impossible. Would you all do that with us today? Doreen, could you pray? Just, you want to come up or you want to stand? You want to say, just pray for, for 30 seconds or 15 seconds that it rains? Sweetheart, I just believe you. I have faith in you. I've seen it time and time again, and I believe. Anybody else say, I believe? If you believe, believe in agreement.
Lord, please help the people of California. They need the rain so badly. They're all hurting. Everything's destroyed. They're saying there's no rain that's going to come anytime soon at all, but more winds and more devastation. Please, Lord, you make the winds. You make the rain. You can do this, and you will bless them, and it'll be a miracle, and they'll have to give it all to you because there's no rain that's coming in the foreseeable anytime soon. So, Lord, please help your children. They're all devastated, and the death and the animals. And please, Lord, just your will be done. Just help them. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hallelujah. And we will give him the praise and the glory, church. Give him praise. Hallelujah. That's our message.